From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails strong American diplomacy. The statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran. In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, and a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. President Obama, though, says some sanctions remain.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program, and we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
The State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will return roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning following Friday's terrorist attack in Ouagadougou. At least 29 people from 18 countries were killed. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility for the raid. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday condemning the attacks. The United States is looking for three U.S. contractors who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. Iraqi and U.S. officials say the company for whom the three are working say they went missing 2 days ago. There are no details on their identity or what their jobs were in Iraq, but many different companies are working there on both security and civilian projects. This is VOA News.